Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR and WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown in Boston. It's taken almost 2 years, but the black boxes from Air France Flight 447, which disappeared on its way from Rio de Janeiro to Paris in May of 2009, are finally in the hands of crash investigators. And they have a Massachusetts organization to thank for this breakthrough in what's been characterized as the biggest unsolved mystery in modern aviation. Mike Purcell is a research engineer at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution who led the successful search for the missing plane. He spoke earlier today with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer and described how the search team zeroed in on the very large search area it had to cover.
The search area was sort of determined by the amount of time that they knew the plane stayed in the air after it had provided its last position message. And so the search area was defined by a 40 nautical mile radius circle around that position.
How much is that in square miles?
Over 5,000 square miles.
Woods Hole designed these remotely operated underwater vehicles that took the images. Can you briefly describe what these vehicles are, what they do and how they work?
The vehicle has a lot of electronic and acoustic systems that are used to help control it and to collect data about the underwater environment.
Collecting data by taking pictures?
We use acoustic sensors to generate data that we often create images of and then look at, correct? The vehicles also carry a camera. We take still pictures of the seafloor when we get down close to the bottom.
Now, the pictures taken were not only of plane debris, they were also of victims.
There was some human remains evident in the pictures, and it's a tough thing to talk about. You know, I've received emails from family members of some of the victims appreciate the fact that we found the plane, but how it gets is, again, an emotional moment for them.
Even though, of course, you were out there to try to find the planes and find the victims if you could, was it still a shock of sorts to finally get images that showed that there actually were people there?
Well, I think that we expected that there would be some evidence that people had been on the plane.
Had you gotten to the point when you began to think that nothing would ever be found?
When we were out there last year, we were only able to search about a third of the area. Since there was so much unsearched area, there's still confidence we'd find the plane.
In many ways, this was a scientific operation, but it was still an operation involving a tragedy that had been unanswered for 2 years. What was the sense of community like on the boat of the researchers who were involved in trying to find the plane?
I think we felt it was really important to solve the mystery of why the plane crashed. It could lead to improving safety in the future. And then there was the issue of a lot of people who had lost families or members or friends. I think it was important to find the airplane to answer some of their questions.
So this was work, clearly. Did it always feel like all business, or was it also emotional?
When you get a group like this out there working, there's always a lot of joking and there's a lot of competition among the different watches and whatever. So that lightens the load. Certainly, finding the airplane was an emotional moment, both from the success of finding it and the realizing the tragedy that had occurred.
Will Woods Hole continue to be involved now that the black boxes have not only been found but have been brought to the surface?
We were able to generate a photo mosaic of the debris field that's been really helpful in guiding their operations. Other than that, our work's pretty much done here, and it's really left now to the aircraft investigators.
Mike, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Mike Purcell is a research engineer at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution who led the successful search for Air France Flight 447. He spoke with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer.